This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's the campground going? I understand Natural Farms Camping is now open.
It is. Natural Farms Campground is open. We've got campers registered. We're all excited. It looks like it's going to be just delightful. And I got some nice correspondence from some of the campers who are scheduled to be here. They're looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to welcoming them. And I'd love to know when they show up, why. Why, with all the campgrounds that are available, that they selected Natural Farms? What was it? What was it? Was it the pictures? Was it the description? Did they like being right on the Trail of Tears? Do they like the fact that it's that we consider the sacred ground because of the Trail of Tears? Do they like the fact that there's cows right here? What is it? Is it the tranquility? Is it the serenity? Is it the fact that they have the creek, that they are welcome to take a rock home as a souvenir? Is it the fact that there are fire pits at every campsite? Is it, what is it? Is it that it's family friendly with the tire run and the horseshoes and the play set for the small children and the swing set for the larger children? And is it the pond? Is it the pedal boat? What is it? What is it? Or is it all of it? I don't know. So, class, what we're talking about is camping here, right where we broadcast from. Our farm, it's called Natural Farms. Natural Farms. And on the internet, it's called Natural Farms LC. So, LC stands for Limited Corporation. Yeah, it could be LLC. Most people use LLC. LC and LLC, those letters, are synonyms. LLC and Limited Corporation and Limited Liability Corporation are synonyms. And I happen to like Limited Corporation more than I like Limited Liability Corporation. So it sounds like Limited Liability Corporation to me is trying to get out of something. Well, we're not trying to get out of anything. So, there it is, and we are approved by the state of Missouri in Missouri's agritourism industry. So that means that the government of Missouri has said that if you are engaged in agritourism, meaning allowing people to come on your agricultural site, that you are immune from being sued from them hurting themselves. So that's kind of a nice thing. So if you go to a Missouri agritourism corn maze or a pumpkin patch and you step on something that you know, weren't paying attention, you hurt yourself, you can't sue the farmer for, you know, not paying attention. So we're part of that. And I'm all excited. I really am. I think this is a venture that we didn't consider before, but now we're real excited. We've got a toilet out there in the campground. We have potable water from a hydrant. It's all new, and it's great.
Can you drink from the creek, or is that not recommended?
Well, you know, it's above ground, so I would not. You know, campers do that. They will bring decontamination tablets, which is typically chlorine tablets, and they'll mix that in. They had that in World War II because the guys would be out there with their canteens, and they'd put in the tablets, and they'd shake up the canteen, and they would drink the water. But it was chlorine, so we don't recommend that. We absolutely do not recommend drinking any above ground water, even though our water is crystal clear. And even though it starts at a spring that is about 50 feet on our neighbor's property, even though it percolates up from the ground right there, even though it's a short distance above ground, 3/4 of a mile roughly, through our farm, we don't recommend that. So we provide water that, you know, it's well water. It's Missouri Ozarks well water. And that's the same water that we use for drinking. So we have that.
Yeah.
And we got an email. It's kind of interesting. It's from one of the campers who is yet to arrive. They'll be arriving soon. But the question is, can we bathe in the creek? And my response was, it's a little shallow for that. Some places it's only 4 inches deep, 40 feet wide at points, but 4 inches deep, in some points. So it's a little shallow, and the animals drink that water, and the fish do not like swimming in soap nor shampoo. So the answer is no. But you know, it's interesting, and it's a valid question, because that person hasn't been here yet. So, you know, can we bathe in it? No, it's not that big.
Can they swim in it?
Well, it's not deep enough. It's not deep enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, okay. The pond is probably deep enough. However, you know, it's a wild pond. It's not like swimming in a city swimming pool. It's a pond that has turtles and catfish and, you know, other fish. And, you know, it's got wildlife in it.
Can we fish?
Excuse me?
Can we fish?
No. And I'll tell you why. There are plenty of fish in there. We'll provide food for the campers to take out there, and it's kind of like cat food or dog food. It's that size, and it's designed to float. So you throw a handful out, and the catfish will jump out of the water, and they'll gobble down the food. It's kind of neat to see. It's not so much the fishing that is the issue. It's the fishing line. And what happens is, no matter where someone fishes, the hooks get caught. And the people fishing say, well, I can't get the line, so they just cut it. They cut it at the shore, and then you have a tangled mess.
Good.
Yeah, and nylon will last for millennia. So we don't want that to happen, so that's why we don't.
So Vince, that's a lot of things I can't do while I'm having to wait for my Tesla to charge at your charging station.
A lot of things to do. As a matter of fact, there's about 1 million square feet, maybe more now, of camping area. And you can walk from the campsite. It's a very short walk, just a couple minutes to the fish feeding pond. There's nature trails. There's a scavenger hunt where you can identify trees, types of rocks, plants. There's a black walnut orchard. There's a walnut grove. There's a persimmon grove. There's hardwoods. There's softwoods. There's different kinds of grasses. It is absolutely an adventure in nature. The kinds of things that you might learn a little bit about in earth science class, but there's way more to learn. I mean, to pick up a rock and see whether it's sedimentary with layers or whether it's igneous, you know, from fire. It's all here.
Can we eat the fruit if it's ripe?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's no pesticides at all on the fruit. And if it's walnut season, you can take a quart of walnuts home.
Wow, that sounds pretty good, Vince. And you have a Tesla charging station there on the ground.
I do. Now, it's 123.7 volts. And so you might want to book maybe a week. a week with us so that you can be fully charged and make
well,
it, you know,
like
100
like
miles
a good
away.
Plan, so, sure.
You know, I'm concerned because Teslas are pretty low to the ground.
Yeah.
And we live on a dirt road, so you're going to need at least, you know, 5 inches of clearance, you know, underneath the car.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting, Vince. You know, I hope to visit it and check everything out. I have been to the I think I've been on the grounds that are now the campgrounds. I think I've hiked across them.
You have.
So,
you have.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing it when it's, you know, has all the accoutrements and you know, people are it'd be interesting to start reading some of the reviews after people leave and go home and write the reviews, because that's usually how you really tell how people feel about it and everything. So, hey, congratulations. And, you know, it sounds like you came up. Where'd you get the idea to do this? Did you just kind of imagine it overnight and, you know, pictured it? Or did someone come to you with saying they'd help you do it or something? Or
Great question. We have a number of students who are industrious. And Brandon Cawthron and his wife, Teresa, have been students of ours for probably close to 12 years. And they used to come to our meetups when we had them in Springfield, Missouri. And they were fascinated with the things we were saying. And they remember me saying that if you look at the people around you, the people whom you know, who are the most successful people? This would be across the United States. It would not be it's probably true in Silicon Valley too. Who are the people who are most successful, who enjoy life the most and getting the most out of life? Are they employees or are they entrepreneurs? And the answer always comes back the same. Entrepreneurs are more successful, happier, love what they do, because typically they are in an endeavor that they love. And so they've turned their passion, their hobby, into a business. And so one of our students and instructors, it was a student, became an instructor, Brandon Cawthron, decided to buy a farm. He bought a farm. And he decided to raise berries on the farm. And he decided to do a pick-your-own-berry operation. So he planted the plants with his family. He and his wife and children have planted the plants. They live on the farm. And they do it the hard way. And they have a magnificent berry-picking farm. It's Bee Berry Farm. And he and I were talking, and he invited us to go out to his farm. And he had some campsites. He has names for them. And they are all remote. They all have wonderful attributes. And we talked about it, and it was something that our family wanted to be private, and we decided that we should do this. And so I talked to Brandon and his wife. They gave us a tour, and next thing you know, we decided that we were going to do something similar in some ways and different in other ways. And that's what we did. So Brandon and Teresa Cawthron, thank you so much. And you know what? They both had great jobs. They fabulous jobs, important jobs. And they left that behind the way Mrs. Finelli and I did, to be farmers. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Bert, just for a couple more seconds on the camping. You know, for those who are interested in getting out of Dodge and seeing what it's like, you know, the weekend price for camping here at Natural Farms is $26 a day. I guess that'd be about the price of four cups of coffee at a coffee joint. You will learn so much so quickly that you'll either decide, yep, we ought to get out of Dodge, or you'll decide that, no, we shouldn't get out of Dodge. But I think you're going to want to get out of Dodge. I would guess that very close to 100% of the people who come here are going to say, we want to get out of Dodge. Now, doing it, that's another thing. And that's where I come in. And if you decide that you want to learn more about it, you can ask me lots of questions. And I'll give you the answers. I probably have all of the answers. And I'll be glad to do it. So, just a thought. And if our schedules don't line up and you have to leave before your questions are all answered, you can always call in at USA Prepares. And we'll answer your questions on air, and that will benefit other students and instructors. So, Bert, what's on the... do you have any comments, Bert, before we go into...
No. Sounds great, Vince. So, moving along. So, Vince, I was watching Congress on TV, and I know you're saying, Bert, why would you want to self-flagellate yourself? I mean, that's torture. Why would you want to watch those guys? Well, I was watching Congress, and the senator was asking the energy secretary, who was testifying, about climate change. And the energy secretary said we need to spend $50 trillion for the United States to become carbon neutral by 2050. So it's a staggering amount of money. And for class, what does carbon neutral mean? Basically, it means we're not burning any fossil fuels. We're not burning wood. We're not burning coal, natural gas, gasoline, anything like that. So that's a lot to ask. So basically, the senator says, well, if we spend the $50 trillion and by 2050, how much will we have reduced the temperature rise of the planet? And for class, we've risen about, real roughly speaking, about 1 degree centigrade over 100 years. And, you know, it's debatable where that 1 degree comes from, but there's a lot of studies that say, you know, probably comes from man, one degree. Okay, so this senator is asking the energy secretary, let's say we spend this $50 trillion in 2050, how much will that have reduced the temperature of the planet? The energy secretary could not answer. He asked him 10 times. He could not answer. He just said, he answered other questions. He said the U.S. contributes 13% of the carbon that goes into the atmosphere. We contribute 13%, therefore, toward whatever's going on, whatever the effect of the carbon in the environment is. But okay, but how does that actually equate to what's going to happen to the temperature? He could not answer it. And of course, you know, Vince, we don't have $50 trillion, but if we did at the end of that period, they'll just ask, they'll say, well, the job's not done. That's why we need to spend another $50 trillion. And it's just crazy. So, but what it pointed out to me is these guys are just swagging it. They don't know what it's going to mean to have carbon neutral. That means not only are you driving an electric tractor on your farm, you're having to charge that electric tractor from windmills and solar cells and maybe some geothermal. So they're wanting us to do this, and they actually don't have any real scientific idea of, even if we could spend all that money, what it would achieve. And that's what I, you know, the senator did a good job pointing that out. They don't know. They're just making this stuff up, Vince. So something for class to think about.
Bert used the term swag in class, in case you haven't heard that term. Swag is like wag, W-A-G. Wag is wild-butted guess. Just change the butted. Wild-butted guess. And a swag is a scientific wild-butted guess. So that's what Bert meant by a swag. And it just, it eludes scientific. It really means they're both wild guesses. Bert and I will be right back, and we'll be talking. We can't fix this. We can't fix this with rules and regulations. We have to reduce everything. Reduce the consumption.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money.
I possess bank records from the Biden family now, and there's a consistent pattern of the Bidens using LLCs to receive payments from our adversaries around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us, patent holder in Silicon Valley, California. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, I've been looking at the trucking industry, and there's a great site called trucking.org for those that are interested in it. Covers diesel trucks, long haul, also kind of crosses over to a lot of farm equipment that you might be interested in. So there's pretty much a push, mostly from California, but it looks like the EPA defers to California or will be on these things because, you know, long haul trucks got to go coast to coast. So, so they have a plan to electrify trucks. And the problem is that when you electrify trucks, you have to put in massive batteries, and those massive batteries take weight away from what you'd be hauling. So half half your load isn't your load, it's the batteries. And then you have to stop for, you know, maybe 10 hours to charge. Well, a diesel truck, as you know, you can go, in some cases, you can go 1,000 miles before fueling, you know, if you have those big tanks on the side. And since it takes about 15 minutes to fuel a big rig truck, more or less, and that's, you know, including the time to get out of the cab and put your credit card in, and don't light up a cigarette while you're doing that, and, you know, stand around while you're filling your tanks up. Could take 10 hours to charge an EV truck and maybe go 200 miles at the most. They're figuring these trucks can go 300 miles, so then you got to stop for another 10. So here's the, you know, at least for the next 100 years, Vince, here's kind of how the outlook is. And when you look at electric, it makes sense the smaller the vehicle. So if you have a go-kart or a golf cart or something really small, it's probably a bad decision to do anything but electricity. I mean, you can look at golf carts, you charge them up at the clubhouse, and you know, they're clean burning. The range is fine for 18 holes of golf. Makes a lot of sense. And, you know, maybe small cars with doesn't need a big battery. Small vehicles, especially commuter cars that you use to drive around, buy groceries, go to Costco, whatever, probably makes sense for EVs there. Larger cars, probably what makes sense just from a strict engineering standpoint. You know, I've looked at this and, you know, I own an EV, but probably the next size that makes sense to have a plug-in hybrid. So you have gasoline and you have electricity, so you can go on the long trips because you have the gas tank. Also, because it works primarily off the electric motor, even when you're burning the gasoline, you're generating electricity. And as we've talked about on class, electric motors are about 90% efficient. Your traditional gasoline engine's about 25% efficient. So that's the crux of why EVs really make sense. But the argument why they make sense is in inverse proportion to their size. So they make tremendous sense for golf carts, small cars. Since they make no sense at all, at least for anything we can envision in technology for the next 100 years, for a big rig truck. I mean, why would you want to have half your load be the batteries, charge for 10 hours, only go 200 or 300 mile range, have to stop? It just, you know, the trucking industry just would, it just doesn't make sense, Vince. So that's what they're envisioning. But again, these people in charge, the politicians, they're not engineers. They're not they're not scientists. They don't know these facts. They just think if they pass the laws, miraculously, the technology is going to invent itself to make their dreams work. And it won't work. I mean, at some point, we will have, you know, maybe it's hydrogen. There will be a propulsion that will be clean burning and it'll work. But it's not here now. And they're passing these laws that, I mean, you have to imagine that it won't go through, because by 2030, there's no way we can have electric big rigs. I mean, you can experiment them, and we joke, but this is true, that the first electric Teslas for big rigs are being used by Frito-Lay, and this is true. It's not, you know, I'm not making this up. They're using it to haul potato chips. And Vince, can you think of a lighter load than potato chips? Maybe a supply of My Pillow from Mike Lindell might be lighter, but I don't know. Potato chips are pretty light, Vince.
Popcorn?
Popcorn.
Inflated helium balloons, that would be a little lighter. Actually, less than the weight of the volume of air that it occupies. But you're absolutely right, Bert. And I just want to put an exclamation point on what you said. You talked about golf carts. We have a golf cart. And we have a golf cart that we use here at the farm. And it's 1997 year of manufacture. It's gasoline powered. And it has a Robin, R-O-B-I-N, pronounced Robin, not Robin, engine, two-cylinder gasoline. And so for the 26 years that it's been around, it's on its second lead-acid battery. And in this thing, the battery, when you get in a gas-powered golf cart, you just turn the ignition key to on. There's no starter that starts it. You just turn the ignition key to on. When you step on the accelerator pedal, it starts the generator to turn the engine. The engine then takes over and it runs until you take your foot off the accelerator pedal, and then the engine stops. So this is a gas-powered golf cart. 26 years old, it's on a second battery. I put that one in, the second one. We bought it used, and the battery was probably around $60. Now, what I find, Bert, is that people who are selling golf carts very, very rarely sell a gas-powered golf cart, you know, used on the Internet, like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. They sell the electric ones. And the reason they sell the electric ones is because they say, works great, needs new battery. Battery is like $1,000 plus, because there's more than one of them. The whole floor of lead-acid batteries or lithium batteries. So the batteries are so expensive that the golf carts are for sale because the owner doesn't want to put a new set in. So what I'm saying is gasoline is still winning that equation in the golf carts. Now, you're right. You can plug them in overnight and charge the golf carts at the charging station. And there's less maintenance. You don't have to change the oil in an electric golf cart. You don't have to do that. But in terms of the on-the-road time, you can change the, or on-the-course time, you can change the oil, fill up the gas tank, you know, in a half an hour. You can service the golf cart in a half an hour and have it back ready for use. 10 hours for charging, it's a lot longer. So, And the lead-acid batteries in the golf carts don't seem to last more than 5, 6, 7 years at the most. So just a thought. And, you know, you're mentioning electricity in California leading the way. So there's an article that you sent me. A California company tried to electrify 12 forklifts. Now, these forklifts don't have big engines. Okay, they run on propane, and that's why you don't smell forklifts, you know, in the warehouse, because they're running on propane, and they're very clean burning. So a California company wanted to electrify 12 of them, and I believe that the testimony was that the utility company said, we can't do that. We don't have enough current to charge your 12 forklifts. No kidding.
Yeah. No kidding. And probably more insightful to the debate here, trucking company in Illinois was, you know, they got all excited and they go, man, we're going to electrify. They had a fleet of 30 trucks at a terminal in Joliet, Illinois. And so they put forward plans. And, of course, they talked to the town and the electric company and showed it to them what they were going to do. And, you know, they'd have to put in some new electric feeds to supply the power. So by the time it got to somebody at the electric company that could, you know, actually pull out his calculator and look at what they were trying to do, he said, wait a second, this trucking terminal is going to draw more electricity than we use for the entire city of Joliet, Illinois. We don't have it. It's not there. We're not building it. You know, we can plan on it. Might take 5 or 10 years or whatever. So they had to shut it down, Vince. So that just shows you that they're throwing these things out because they sound good. You know, you can put on a piece of paper or write on a computer terminal anything you want to say the world is going to be beautiful and flowers and sugar cake, and you can do all that. But nobody is looking at the actual engineering involved, the scientific facts. You know, like this EPA administrator that was testifying to a U.S. senator saying, well, he basically couldn't answer, what will this do to lower the temperature of the planet? And nobody knows. I mean, presumably it might help, but nobody knows. They're just, Vince, they're guessing. And,
okay, so Bert,
you know, these are not scientists that are guessing.
here's an exclamation point for what you just said. Class, when you go outside and you look at the power poles and you look at the wires on them, the low wires are telephone. Okay, those are telephone wires. The higher wires, up higher up the pole, like another third up the pole, are the electricity wires. Now, the reason the low wires are the for the telephone is because the telephone guy climbing the power pole to check the wires and to work on the connection, the junction boxes, won't have to climb over the electric wires and become electrocuted by fixing the phone wires. So the phone wires are lower, the power wires are higher on the pole. So look at the higher wires. If you were on our road, our dirt road that services the farms, the power that services the farms going down our road, you'll see power poles, and they have two wires, TWO, two. If you look, and that means it's single phase, or sometimes called split phase, electricity. That means up to 240 volts, period. That's it. If you look at the wires on other poles, you might find four wires. Four wires means three-phase wiring. That's industrial wiring. Industrial wiring can support a heavier load than the two wires. So if we wanted to put a charging terminal on our farm, our utility company would most likely laugh at us. Like, really? Are you kidding? They can't do it. There's not enough capacity. The wires, the two wires can't transmit enough current. And if you look at where truck stops are, they're typically not in the cities. They're outside the cities. They're outside the cities. So that means the utility company would have to run extra heavy wires outside the cities to charge or to power the charging stations. And it's not likely they're going to run long distances of wires to provide enough power for another city, which would be the equivalent of a truck charging station. These are real problems. Real problems, and it doesn't look like the people who are mandating these changes have any idea what they're doing. That's absolutely abundantly clear.
What's the trucker going to do for 10 hours while it's charging? I guess you'd have to put him in another truck, switch the drivers around or something.
Okay, that means we're going to need twice as many trucks, twice as many electric trucks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us, and Bert, I just want to say very quickly that we can operate our farm. That means the well pump, watering the cows, electricity for charging batteries, operating our shop, our automotive shop, dishwasher, washing machine, all the things that we do here at the farm, about 33 kilowatts a day. And a charge for a Tesla, you know, full charge from empty to full, be about 100 kilowatts. That's 3 days worth of electricity that would operate our farm to charge one Tesla car one time for, let's say, a little over 100 miles, you know, assuming it's not cold weather. Because in the cold weather, the Teslas use way more current than in warm weather. So this notion that electric vehicles are going to replace gasoline and diesel, absolutely ludicrous. Bert, are you going to talk about cooking?
Yeah, we can. And by the way, Vince, I looked up the voltage for the power lines that go through the neighborhoods, and it's a little higher than I thought. They're typically 13,800 volts. That's the line on the very top of the poles that goes through neighborhoods, and then that's lower to 220 to go to your home or 440 to go to industrial users. So you might, I'm not sure what you were seeing. You might have been seeing 440 going into your farm. I'm not sure.
No. We have half of that 13,000. We have 7,700 on the power poles, 7,700.
Okay.
Not 13,000. And we have 240, 240, 250 coming into our farm.
Yeah, so that 240 is going to limit you because there's just so much current you can get out of it. So might have to wait a year or two to put that Tesla charging station. I mean, the good news is they'll be camping out while their cars are charging, right? So there's no problem there. But the issues for truckers, they got to keep, you know, they stop to have a cup of coffee, quick meal, and then they're back in the truck. They can't spend 10 hours waiting. You know, farm equipment, maybe you can charge that overnight, right? If you have to mechanize your tractors with electricity, maybe you could charge them overnight. But, you know, big rigs, I just don't see what, you know, I don't think there's anything we missed, Vince, when we outlined, you know, what you have to do. It's sort of like ABC, and it just doesn't add up. So I don't know what are those truckers going to do for 10 hours?
Bert, we have an enormous electrical panel here at our house, our farmhouse, compared to most people. We have a we have 400 amps coming in. Most people have like 125. And because of that, they're not going to be able to charge. They're not going to be able to run their farm, their well pump, cook dinner, and charge their Tesla at the same time. They're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. So Ben's study just came out, the kind of thing we cover in class on USA Prepares, and induction cooking. So that doesn't mean necessarily a flat panel range. Induction cooking is a little different because it actually couples to your, you know, from your range to your pan. But it's a new thing because it's more efficient. And they're now finding that induction cooking could be creating a lot of harmful interference, you know, and not just harmful to RF, but, you know, harmful to, say, if you have a pacemaker or just in general. You know, we know there's a link between electromagnetic radiation and cancer. I mean, there's definitely a link. I mean, we know ham radio operators that have 1,000-watt transmitters in their bedroom and the antennas nearby, they do get cancer and leukemia more often than, you know, than average. So we know there's a link. You know, you can look at the people who have gotten brain tumors that are predominantly on the side where you use a cell phone. And for class, we tell people, use a cell phone with Bluetooth because Bluetooth transmits with a few milliwatts of power. Your cell phone transmits with up to 600 milliwatts of power. So just by both using Bluetooth, which is lower power, and getting the phone away from your body makes, you know, not like a double difference or five times. It's hundreds or thousands of times less radiation hitting your body because that's the difference between what we call near-field and far-field coupling. So when you have your cell phone up on your head, you're near-field coupled into your brain. When you have it on the table in front of you, you know, foot away, that's far field, and the difference could be as much as 40 dB, which is 10,000 times lower.
Yeah, and people are saying that they can feel the electromagnetic radiation from these 24 kilohertz stoves, these cooktops. And so this is magnetism at a really high level, so high it'll boil water in, let's say, 10 minutes. And, you know, these induction ranges are being touted as energy saving. Physics is still applicable. They only save between 5 and 10% of your electricity bill or electric consumption for the cooking. It's not very much. Bert, thank you so much. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all
cooking?
The money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks.
Yeah.
So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that can reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What
Monday,
they said they would do. They can't do for me.
Circuit,
I ended
probably
up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed.
Have a wonderful
I was
weekend.
Extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.